is truly fate that prevented more than just the one IRS employee who did lose his life from being much more severely injured. And the number could have been in the hundreds, you know, had his plan succeeded. So, and in the tough economy that we are still experiencing, the people who the angry taxpayer tends to take his or her anger out on is the person whose responsibility is to collect those taxes. And that's, of course, represented by the or embodied by the Internal Revenue Service.
And so is the IRS, is Treasury taking steps to address this?
Yes, most definitely. But it wants to both reassure those employees who are dedicated men and women that their lives are not going to be, you know, placed at risk if we can help it and if the Internal Revenue Service can help it. And, of course, to reassure taxpayers that the system of tax administration is operated in an efficient, effective, and safe manner.
One of the things you do talk about in the report is that, and you're a part of this, there's a Threat Information and Critical Incident Response Center. This is a place, well, you tell us what it is.
Right. This is a new entity which is being developed as a direct result of what occurred in Austin. And it will work to encourage effective and efficient dissemination of threat information. In the past, keep in mind, any threats that were issued by the IRS were taken seriously. But in the current environment, this new entity will help ensure better coordination between various groups, both within Treasury and outside of it, to ensure that these threats are monitored to the best of our ability and investigated.
In addition to that kind of security, making sure that workers can actually do their jobs effectively without putting their life on the line, one of the other aspects that you talk about is computer security.
Most definitely. This is a perennial problem, not only for the IRS, but any organization that does business using computers.
But IRS has all that data and very personal data, almost outside of medical data, probably the most personal data.
That's exactly right. And once again, our job is to ensure that the IRS has security measures in place so that to the best of their ability, they can both prohibit and prevent people from outside of the IRS from engaging in malicious behavior, but even more importantly, that they can help detect if someone internally is attempting to take advantage of any shortcomings within the security posture of their computer systems.
I've got to take a step back and ask you, because for almost as long as I can remember, IRS modernization has been the biggest challenge facing IRS management. When you do these reports almost every single year, and it is number two on the list, but what spurred you, is it that Austin incident, what spurred you to say, oh my goodness, this is such a big issue that we want to call attention to it?
You touched on the answer in your question, because there was an internal debate within TIGTA as to which should be number one. This debate actually started last year, this year, after Austin, there was no more argument. I mean, and then the increased number of threats, et cetera, et cetera. Hmm. The bottom line, though, is modernization is still a major concern of TIGTA regarding the IRS. And you're exactly right. Actually, I've worked on this issue even when I was on Capitol Hill as chief of staff of a subcommittee overseeing the IRS in many respects, that, you know, they had problems instituting and implementing new computer systems. Then it was the tax systems modernization effort, and now it's the customer account data engine called CAGE. So
right.
They spent billions of dollars on systems that are not performing what they were promised to, and in many instances they've had to scratch their efforts and start anew. That said, they are making progress in the modernization effort, and we wanted to recognize that also, and we do so both in the report as well as obviously downgrading it from the top concern to the second concern.
One of the other very significant issues on the list, it comes in at number six, is the human capital question and getting the right people in the right place to do the right jobs. It's a challenge for all agencies, but particularly in IRS, where you have things like modernization, which is such this enormous challenge.
That's exactly right. As you just noted, it is a federal government-wide problem. But the IRS literally, almost 40% of their executives could walk out the door tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then even larger numbers of junior employees are eligible within the next 5 years to just walk out the door. And with all of the technical issues that the IRS confronts on a daily basis, it can't take that risk. It has to have a cadre of people trained, the next generation of Internal Revenue Service employees in this international community that we find ourselves in terms of tax and business. We have to be on top of this, the IRS as well as the federal government overall.
A couple of issues that were in very different light. They've sort of been mentioned there before in previous reports, but very new. One is globalization, the impact that globalization has on IRS's ability to carry out its mission.
That's exactly right. Now, and you'll note, too, a theme here, the interrelationship between almost everything we're talking about. Because many of the external attempts to infiltrate the IRS computer systems have come from foreign countries. And then, the ability of the IRS to ensure that people pay what they actually owe and not be able to hide their assets or income overseas is related to globalization. And then you go down the list, including security, of course. Both physical as well as mechanical. So there's a cross-cutting nature to all of these issues, and the IRS itself has demonstrated a need to enhance its enforcement in the globalization area, and we are doing likewise.
One of the other issues that I found just fascinating, and it rounds out, it's number 10 on your list, is leveraging data to improve program effectiveness and reduce cost. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes. Well, the bottom line is that the IRS, in a way it's good and in a way it's bad, but they receive a lot of information from taxpayers that we believe they do not use effectively to ensure that taxpayers are meeting their obligations.
Hmm.
And when you look at programs such as the Earned Income Tax Credit, and when you look at the programs in which people are claiming the dependents that they don't have, if the IRS, we believe, took extra steps comparing Social Security numbers and as well as looking at what the taxpayer alleged in his or her state tax returns, so on and so forth, they'll have a better sense as to whether accurate information is being supplied to the Internal Revenue Service. I'll tell you, an interesting factoid is that we have found, the IRS actually has reported, there's a very high correlation between tax compliance and third-party information reporting and withholding. It estimates, the IRS itself estimates, that individuals whose wages are subject to withholding report 99% of their wages for tax purposes. Self-employed individuals who operate like non-farm businesses are estimated to report only 68% of their income for tax purposes. But the most striking number is that self-employed individuals who operate businesses on a cash-only basis are estimated to report just 19% of their income.
Wow.
All right, so with the new requirement by Congress to have the cost basis of stocks reported from stock firms and brokerages and the like, I mean, that's a very good first step in terms of getting more information and getting this into that group of the 99% who report their income.
One of the other issues in here, and it doesn't garner a specific number, but it floats through every single topic area, is the complexity of the tax laws themselves.
Oh, there's no question about that. If the IRS were able, and again, it's truly not their responsibility, it's up to Congress, but if there were a very easy way to fill and comply with tax obligations, there's no question that the amount of revenue that the IRS would be able to collect would be enhanced. But again, it is completely out of the IRS's hands. It's within Congress, the tax code, and it's my understanding, it's my hope, that Congress will take some action on that front.